Bank of Curtis, this is Jha.
Yes, I need to get information in regards to the ad that you guys sent out.
Okay, sure. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code? 241-1-3701-3701-0045-3975.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I have Eagle Helpers Health Center.
Home care.
Home care. Okay.
Yes. Tell me a little bit about your service, even though you guys have everything in writing, but it never works that way, so.
Okay, sure. I can explain it to you. Let me see here. I'm just clicking into the file right now. And who am I speaking to?
Avis Bob.
Sorry, I missed that.
Avis?
Okay. Okay. And are you the owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So we have main two programs here that we offer, and probably what you're seeing right there in your hand is two things, equipment financing and working capital. Equipment financing is more of like a traditional loan, 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments. It's kind of like a car loan, and it is collateralized with a piece of equipment you're financing. And then we also have working capital, which is a capital loan. It's cash, and we free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as the capital. So which program sounds like it's a better fit for you right now?
Okay, so explain the working capital.
Sure.
What do you mean? So you buy the invoices?
No, we don't buy invoices because we're not we don't do factoring. So what we do is, okay, so to give you a better idea, what was your gross annual sales like last year?
About 375 or around there.
375? Okay. Let me just do a quick calculation here. Okay. So on the lower range, we can free about $37,000 for you. And then on the higher range, we can free about $56,000. And this is unsecured capital, and we deposit it directly into your business checking account. You can use it for whatever you need it for. We don't follow the money, and so it's pretty easy program.
Okay. And what are the payback terms?
Sure. So have you had a working capital loan before?
Yes, but what is the payback terms?
Okay, sure. So to give you an idea here, we range from 3 months to 3 years.
All right. So I know you are one of those people. We call you guys the sharks, which means that, you know, you're definitely not going to give a new business, small business company, 3 years, okay? You guys don't do that. You will probably start off between 3 to 6 months, and you're going to be taking money out daily from the checking account to pay back at a very high interest rate, correct? Is that how you guys work?
No. Well, I mean, we have programs like that, too. Every file is a little bit different. Is that what you had before?
Yes, that did not work. It did not work for me. I'm looking for a traditional payback term within years, 3 to 5 years. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for anything less than 3 years. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, I understand. Who did you go through last time? Because there's a lot of, there's all different ranges of banks and companies out there. You know, there's ones that make my job harder by, offering these bad programs, which make, leave a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth. And
so we've been through with OnDeck and all these other companies. I'm quite familiar how they work. I don't want to waste time. That's why I'm asking you from the beginning. Forget about what I went through. I'm not interested in that. I'm talking to you now.
I understand.
Did someone get your ad? And, of course, a small business based on our last year earnings, that's what you're going to require.
Right.
What other information would you be required for a company that is trying to get working capital to grow the business?
Besides,
that information is what we earned last year. Now, does the company have to have a profit in order to be qualified for a loan? What if the company, like in our situation, did not have a profit? And in our situation, we let go of a lot of accounts because it's very difficult to run the business and hire folks that can grow the business.
Right.
So would you be looking for bank statements, 6 months of bank statements to figure out exactly what or how much you lend companies, small companies? How does that work, I'm asking.
Sure, okay. Okay, sure. How about this? Is your business seasonal at all, or it's mostly pretty steady throughout the year?
It's a home care company. It's not seasonal. When someone is sick and they need care, it's not seasonal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Okay, so the reason why I asked that is because if it's seasonal, we will need 12 months, but since you're not seasonal, then we will need just 6 months. So it's similar to what you've been to, I guess you could say.
All right, so now we are getting closer to me knowing what type of company you are. So you're going to ask for the 6 months bank statement, and it's based on, again, what the company is bringing in each month to determine, right, what you guys can afford to offer, correct?
Right.
Okay, so you
because we want to make sure you can, we want to make sure that you can afford it.
No, I know all that. I know all that. I know all that, okay? The bottom line is you are not one of those traditional companies or those companies that will call or send these ads to small businesses stating, well, we know that you don't have any money. We know you only get $10,000 or $2 a month, and we need to, we want to help you succeed. So we're going to give you a loan for $10,000, right? Knowing that you will grow the company and you're going to pay back in 3 years. You are not one of those companies. You are just like the other companies, correct?
Like a you deck. Mean, so you're asking if how we filter who we send the offers to?
Yes.
Sure. So there's two things that we filter people through or businesses through. The first one is your DNB credit profile. And so basically, well, based on past financing you've done with another bank, it shows that you have good borrowing history. So based on those, that's how we send out the offer.
Mm-hmm. So right now, I don't think, I pretty much, again, know, you know, the type of what you guys...
If you just give me a few minutes, you know, I understand. From what I hear right now, it's just like what you're looking for is a traditional, like, line of credit, right, from, like, Bank of America or like Wells Fargo, correct?
Right, and I know that you guys don't do that, but more or less that's what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I'm not interested because I get these all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, and I've done with work with OnDeck and these other companies that have pretty much put us in a hole because their interest payback is at 25-35%. Where we have to pay back on a daily basis, but it's extremely high. So let's say we borrow $10,000, we have to pay back something like 20, you know? So the thing is that if we, basically what we are looking for is any organization that lends small businesses like myself funds to grow the business regardless of what we are bringing in. You understand?
Right. I understand what you're saying. So,
you know, like in the past, you can go into a bank.
Right.
And you know that you just have, you're bringing in, let's say, $5,000. And you say to the banker, I need $10,000, but I'm only bringing in five a month. Then you will get a loan, and they say, well, we give you 3 years, and that will be enough money that you ask for to help grow the business, so you don't have to bring in $5,000, you know. You can do marketing, you can do what have you, you know. So the thing is, from my understanding, or the little, apparently you guys, based on what is coming in, is what you guys are able to lend, and it's only based on what's coming in, not a matter of seeing what's coming in and saying, well, okay, we have a potential here, and we can give you this amount of money, and we can stretch it out for a few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, ideally, how much would you want right now?
Well, I am actually looking for probably just 15, but I do
Okay.
not, I cannot, have a term that is under 2 years.
Okay. So yeah, I can tell you right off the bat that doesn't exist.
Exactly.
For yeah. So
Exactly.
just to give you ex like a feedback, as a obviously we're not going to do anything between us because what I offer is not something that you're looking for. But just to give you some feedback for when you go out to, look at financing with Wells Fargo or I don't know
No,
what bank
I
you
know how
use,
that
but.
works. I've worked at Merrill Lynch. I've worked at
Oh,
Credit
okay.
Suisse. I've worked at Deutsche Bank. I'm
Okay.
an executive, so I happen to be running this company. So I
Okay.
know very much how it works, and I know
Okay.
they not, don't lend. And I'm very familiar with companies like yourself sending these type of information where we kind of get trapped. So I am not looking. You found me, and I just decided to call because I've
Right.
never heard of your company to see if there is some difference, a separation from what we are used to with getting the mail. You know,
Sure.
so I'm not looking for anything. You found me.
Okay, I understand. Do you have any equipment needs then at all?
We
Because
can.
equipments are the ones that are go that goes up to f 5 years.
Yeah, we can. I mean, we always have, I wouldn't say always, but we do have. And what type of equipment are we talking about?
It could be anything. It could be I can name off a couple random ones. Like it could be office equipment, like chairs, copy machines, software, computers, all the way to like cars, like trucks, service trucks. Things like that. Whatever
Yeah,
you
we
need
have.
that's physical to run your
Yeah,
business.
we have a need with vehicle because we are a home care company. And say, for example, when employees, a lot of employees don't have reliable vehicles and stuff like that, and they would need to take Miss Daisy to her doctor's appointment, but they don't have a car. So we don't have a company car. A lot of times with this type of business, the employees will use their vehicle to take Miss Daisy, and sometimes their vehicle shuts down on them. They don't have that. Or we have workers that do have driver's license, but they do not have a vehicle, and they're willing. So you know, we can always get a driver to get the employee from the train station or what have you, or the employee to drop them to work, that type of thing. That's a need, but we never, we haven't, something we didn't pursue as far as equipment because we are more was concentrated on the marketing aspect of growing the business. You
Yeah,
know,
I see what
we
you're
also
saying.
have a need for, it could be a couple more computers or equipment because growing a company, you always need equipment or office, stationery, that type of thing. But at the same time, you kind of think of, well, okay, you have a couple staff that's willing to sit on old chairs or just use whatever device, and you more concentrate on the need of payroll and, those important factors. So to answer your question, yes, we will do have a need.
So yes, to so that's one of the things that separate us from a lot of other people that's been probably giving you a call or sending you offers, is that we actually started doing equipment financing first. We specialized in that, and then in 08 when working capital came about, that's when we started doing working capital. But we've been in business a lot longer than 08. So for equipment wise, those are the ones that goes up to 5 year and is a traditional, so it is monthly payments for those.
Okay. So what do I need to, do we have to, how does that work? I mean, as far as proof that we are using the money for equipment, is that verifiable? Because,
Right. So how it works is basically, let's just say for example you're buying the car from let's say the Toyota dealership down the street from you. So what we do is we'll work together with the Toyota dealership, we'll pay them directly, and then you take the car off the lot and then you just pay us monthly payments.
I see. And then what about equipment? Let's see, fax machine, and it works the same way. We identify where we're going to be buying, like a quill, these equipments, and then you purchase it, and then we pay you.
Exactly, yeah. So that's how it works. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We work directly with the vendors and the manufacturers to work it out between us, and then you get the product, and then you just pay us.
So that's good to know, but I don't want to just put myself in that just yet.
Right, yeah, because it sounds like the most pressing need for you right now is it to get some capital to do marketing,
that's
but marketing doesn't take, it's not like you'll see a return right away. It takes a little, you know, a few months for it to kick up.
Kick in, right.
You know, kick in and, you know, people to see the ads or what
that's
have
right.
you in order to get the return on it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other thing that you can do to grow your business besides doing the marketing side?
Is there anything, sorry?
Is there anything else that you can do besides, you know, doing more marketing that can grow your business? Do you guys do any kind of, like, doctor referrals or things like that?
Well, the thing is that we have a contract with the state, and we get paid through Medicaid.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of cases that I don't accept for the past few months now, or turn down work for these cases, only because we, you know, our bar is very high in regards to our hiring process, and that's because I work in corporate America in New York for so many years in HR, that for every 30 or 35 people that applied as a caregiver, I only get one, or sometimes I get zero. You understand? And it's because, you know, of my background. So we can, you know, it's a matter of hiring.
The right people.
Yeah, if I'm able to hire someone from, like a staff member,
mm-hmm.
or contract with an agency. These are the things I'm just throwing out to you, and you can tell me to say to hire a staff member, let's say, to be a coordinator out there, a field person, to get the fast track to get the right workers as quickly, you know, as possible.
Right.
Then once we have the caregivers that that we are comfortable with, then we can accept these cases. And then we are able to grow, you know, in that aspect.
Right.
So, yeah, so the need would be hiring. So back to the question that you want to ask, to be able to pay, you know, that internal worker, that salary. So that's the next problem that we have. Right now.
Because it usually takes, from, you know, other customers I've helped, it usually they would usually want to at least have, like, a third of their, you know, annual salary, you know, ready just in case it takes them a long time to, it takes them a few, you know, a few months to kickstart them generating the revenue and being able to be trained and everything. Okay. Well, how about this? You want me to just send over my email just in case something comes up where you might need the vehicle or...
Yeah, the email, you can send it to home, H-O-M-E, care, C-A-R-E, number 2, at eaglehelpers.com.
Eaglehelpers.com. Okay, perfect. And are you actively looking to hire people right now?
I would like to hire a manager that can handle half the stuff that I'm doing. You know, I did have, we were generating, the year before we generated about $587,000 at the end of the year, and I had some staff, internal staff, but I got rid of all of them. And I weaned the company down to maybe two or three customers to re, you know, grow, you know, to grow the company
Yeah.
back. So I would like to hire a manager that can do some of the assessment and more or less that what I just discussed with you.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, I can sign the managers, no problem, because on that level, there are always so many people out there on that level that can do a good job. There are many people, it's not like years before, that workers are hard to find as a manager, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
there's a lot of people now.
There's a lot of people that's looking for work that are qualified, that have masters and stuff. But the problem is, while I have these people sitting, because I get calls all the time and referrals coming from corporate, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, my problem is how am I going to pay them when I cannot afford to pay them?
Right.
So that's
yeah.
where one of the reasons why the working capital, you know, would come in, you know, for payroll. And then once I have that, then I know they can do a fantastic job to be able to go there, get the workers, wean out, you know, and then we can continue to accept these cases as opposed to turning it down, because we do get paid. We have the contract and the licensure with the Medicaid.
I see. Okay.
So that's a show.
So the, yeah.
We get paid every Wednesday, but it's every month we get paid. So, for example, right, we get a new case. We open a new case, and it's taking care of Miss Daisy, and they need Miss Daisy for 40 hours, and let's say a week, let's say a month, it's $6,000, right? So each week we bill, right, the state Medicaid for, you break down, say like $1,500 a week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the state do not pay any provider until a month later.
Okay.
But then because, so the first month or 5 weeks, I would say the first month, it's really critical because meanwhile the workers already work, there's two pay period that go by,
yeah.
right, because we pay them every other week, where is that money coming from with this new case?
Right.
But then once that kick in, you know, so each time we bill each week, we are getting paid every Wednesday because now as we bill each week, the money is coming every week, you see?
Yeah, so sometimes it's usually it's about net 30, but sometimes it's every week.
Yeah, we do get paid every week, so that's what it is. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why we are turning down, because our thing is we have these cases and we see the money, but the income, the you know, we don't have that working capital to say, okay, we accept this, we can afford to have the 2-3 workers, caregivers, out there working because we could afford to pay them now that we have money coming in on this case. So that's where we are right now. We don't have any working capital to move forward.
So how about this? When you do find, because obviously what it is right now is, from the sound of it, is basically if you were to hire 2 or 3 people to get them up and running and also, you know, taking on the new cases, it'll still take you a while in order to generate enough of revenue to, you know, make their paychecks and operational costs and things like that. And so there's like a lag time. It sounds like about two weeks to a month.
Yeah, 2 weeks to a month.
Between, you know, hiring that person and getting them paid and then having enough working capital for all that.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Well, you know, how about this? To give you an idea, because sometimes we do, would you be open to like a weekly payment, or is only monthly is the only thing you would be open to?
You see, the thing is, the weekly, it's hard. It's not a matter of the weekly too; it's a matter of the term.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
How long is it?
Yeah, how long is the term? Because what's the point of you know, I don't want to take, not that you would give me this amount of money, but I'm just using an example.
Mm-hmm.
Take 10 grand,
mm-hmm.
and then each week, which is coming out to a day, at the end of the 5 days, $500 or $570 is going out per 6 months term. I've been down that road before, and that's why we are in the situation we are in.
Mm-hmm.
With that short term, you know, you have a new business, you want to grow the business, every penny count.
Yeah.
But then when you have workers working, the nightmare for anybody that's running a business is at the end of the day, you want that worker to get paid. You don't want your name out there.
Yeah, exactly.
You get in a desperate, you get in a desperate situation where folks, you're getting all these letters like yourself, and they say, oh, we can get money in your account tomorrow, you know, and that is what we did. But only to find out all the profit was going out the door, you know, before we can get settled to put us in the hole we are in right now. You see?
So it's not
going to work for us in our situation.
Right.
You know, our situation, we need more of a traditional type where it gives us a chance, you know, to find $150 or $200 a month with a $10,000 loan. It's easy find, because if the company didn't grow in that month, at least I can always find $200 from my pocket, own pocket, to pay back the loan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As opposed to finding $8,000, $9,000 a month and you cannot sleep.
Right. Do you take any, I know that you do a lot of stuff with Medicaid and Medicare and insurance companies, but do you do any payment with credit card at all?
No. We don't, because what happened is we cannot, because once we get the contract, we go in and open the case, and the state pay us direct deposit.
I see. Okay.
You see, so
we do have. I'm not sure if you've had one before, but we do have this program. That's why I asked you about the credit card. It's basically, it goes with your sales. So let's just say you qualify for, let's just say, 10% of your sales. So let's just say for today you didn't make any revenue. You know, 10% of your revenue doesn't come out because you didn't make anything. It basically goes, fluctuates as you make more money, you pay more. You make less money, you don't pay. So we do have that program too, but it doesn't sound like you're, you know, you don't do any credit cards, so you don't qualify for that program.
No, we don't. We kind of think, unless we focus on the private pay aspect, and even that, we did that a few years ago, a couple of times, and it was fine. They give us the credit card, and at the end of the day, when we run the credit, they don't have money in their account, and meanwhile, the workers work, and how are we going to pay the workers?
Right, exactly.
You know, it's all these different things, scenarios.
Yeah, a lot of different variables and things that could happen.
Yes, yes. So,
how's your credit like?
Not good, I can tell you that much, because of having to take everything that I have to start this business 7 years
I
ago.
See.
So it's not good. I can tell you right now, it's probably 5'10", 5'05". It's just not. Yeah, I mean, if it was good, I would have taken a personal, you know.
Exactly.
Not good. Everything went into this business where it's kind of flat right now and need to revamp.
Yeah.
But how are we going to do it? Because money is everything, and you need to have money in order to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cannot
put
myself in a hole. You know, because, I get calls from even the other companies, oh, we can give you $5,000. How about that? But then I have to pay back $8,000. And it's all well and fine when you look in the account the next day. But then the following day, money starts going out. Money's not coming in.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah, that's probably why, you know, everywhere you've gone to has given you, like, a daily, just because of the credit. You know, that's a big factor there. Okay. Well, it's what it sounds like right now. What I can do is, if you know, I'll keep in contact with you if you don't mind. And you know, once you find the talent, basically, you know, like the people that you want to hire that you think will be able to generate you know, good money. I can then when you do find those people, I can step in and give you the capital so that you can make their, you know, the payroll for the, you know, for the however many months that you qualify for, maybe years. And then, you know, you can always pay back early if you want to, but obviously you're probably not going to do that, but at least I can be able to give you the money so that you can make payroll, so that you can start, you know, the whole cycle of hiring the new people, them generating revenue, and, you know, paying us back.
Okay,
it sounds like, you know, once you find the people, all you do need is just the money to make the payroll until, you know, insurance pays you.
Exactly.
Okay. If you were to hire someone, like how far down the road would it be?
If I were to hire someone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, are you looking to do that, you know, in the next few months?
Well, it's something that I would like to do now, but again, it still comes down to, because I've worked with a couple agencies,
mm-hmm.
and also coming from corporate in HR, mm-hmm. you know, I do have good relationships, so it's just a matter of me picking up the phone
right.
and letting them know, okay, I'm ready for these candidates that
mm-hmm.
you put in front of me to meet with them and interview to mm-hmm. bring them in. But mm-hmm. while I'm doing that, I have to be prepared
right.
to let them know what I'm going to offer them as far as their rate.
Right,
it's
true.
It's soon, and we don't
yeah.
have that. So mm-hmm. we don't have that working capital.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I
it comes
mean,
down to that.
Yeah. I mean, what I can do for you right now is, if you're interested, I can run preliminary numbers and just see, you know, how much you could qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when you do get the agents that you want to bring on, you know exactly how much you can offer and how much you can afford.
Okay.
Would that be something you're interested in doing, just to see what you
qualify
for?
Well, do I
have
to spend the time to send all these stuff again, or I can just give you on the top of my head a ballpark?
So, yeah, we would need the application in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which would be just the February to July bank statement, the application itself, and the tax return. Those are the only three
things.
Yeah,
the tax return I have online. That's no problem.
Okay.
The bank statement, I'm saying for the month, the 12.
I mean, if you want, I can fill out part of the application for you right now while we're on the phone.
How long will this take?
Just a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay, let's take a look. Okay.
And what is your name?
My name is Jia.
Pardon me?
Jia, J-I-A.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's Chinese.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So I have your, the business name, obviously, is Eagle Helpers. I have in-home healthcare. Healthcare. Okay.
In-home is two separate words, and healthcare is two separate words.
Okay. Okay. And that's the legal name, right?
That's the legal name. Eagle Helpers, in-home, two separate words, healthcare, two separate mm-hmm. words, service.
Okay. And then what's the structure of the business? Are you guys a proprietorship, corporation, LLC?
LLC.
LLC. Okay. All right. And were you incorporated in Pennsylvania?
Yes. That's
okay.
Correct.
Perfect. And I have your time in business since 2010?
That is correct.
Okay. And I have your address here as 104 Brittany Drive?
That is correct.
Okay. And then for the office, do you guys rent it or mortgage it, or do you own it?
No, own it, because I run the business from my home.
Oh, okay, nice. So you don't pay anything?
No.
Oh, that's
no,
good.
No.
Okay, and then can you spell your name? I just want to make sure I got it right.
Yes, it spells like Avis, but pronounced Avis, so it's A-V as in Victor,
uh-huh.
I-S, mm-hmm. and the last name is Bob, B-O-B-B.
Okay. And this phone number, is this your cell phone or is this your home phone?
No, that's the main number. No, everything is separate. We have a separate quarters for the business, a separate walkout, a separate entryway.
Oh.
So this is the business main number.
Oh, I see. So basically it's a home, in-home business, but you have a separate like quarters for it.
Yes, totally separate quarters, because when the state come in for audit or we have the accountants come in, they don't come through the house. We have a whole
right.
separate, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then so what is the business? This is the business line then, right?
215-822-5502, that's the main business line. That is correct.
Okay, and then what is your cell phone or home number?
The cell phone, I don't use a home number, but...
Okay.
We have a home number, but don't use it.
Who does it? Who uses it anymore?
I know. 609-713-7536.
36. Okay, perfect. And then I have your email here, homecare2@eaglehelpers.com. Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay. So I basically have everything filled out right now already. I can send you this copy that I have all filled out, and then all you have to do is sign it, and also just to put your social in it, unless you want to give it to me over the phone.
I can give it to
you. Up to
you.
Fine. Okay.
I don't have anything to lose. It doesn't say that I have a high score. Someone is going to use it and get anything from it, so... It's 595-145-5733.
Okay. And then what's your date of birth?
08-19-63.
63, okay. Perfect. And you're 100% owner?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. Are you doing anything fun for the weekend?
Oh my goodness! I wish I could, but with this situation, with this business, I'm spending the time to think. You know, I wish I could, but sometimes, you know, when you are in these types of situations. And it's just quiet time, you know, to decide what's the next step.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yes.
Okay. Well, sometimes staying at home is better.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Perfect. So I have everything filled out now. That was just the last bit there. So I'll send over this completed application, and all you have to do is sign it and then fax it back to me or scan it or send it through
email. Okay.
Yep. And then so just need this and then just the the February to July bank statement and then just the tax return.
All right. I can do that quickly.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll send it over to you right now. And then my direct line is also on my email, too, just in case you need to give me a call. And then we can go from there.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.